Here is the president of the Toronto Blue Jays. Here's Paul Beast.
Don't believe anything Kiprios tells you.
No, no, no. We talked a little bit of hockey. They said something happened today.
Is that right?
I don't know what it was.
A couple of guys got... Like you don't know. I'm shocked you didn't call me at 8:30 in the morning and say, what do you make of that?
That was the only thing I feel badly about. It wasn't 7:30.
I still answered the phone. Alex is reservedly confident about this team. Are you?
Yeah, and more important than that, I think that, you know, there's a feel. I can feel it in spring training. It was something that was just a little bit different. I don't know whether it's the combination of the youth and the veterans.
Right.
You know, we don't seem to have that area in between. You know, we just have this, you know, this good group of young players and the veterans, which, you know, which seem to get along. And so I think, you know, that they can give the guidance,
right,
what you want to the kids, and the kids can give them the youthful enthusiasm, you know, to take it forward. So I think it looks like it can be some fun.
You know, I think a lot of what we saw in that first week, Paul, you know, it's... the umbrella description is good baseball, right? Advancing runners, making plays, the defensive plays you should make, making some spectacular defensive plays, offense up and down the lineup. If one guy's not hitting, somebody else is. You know, that as you know, fundamentally, that was that week is kind of the opposite of the way things started 2 years ago when he said, "Hang on, these guys don't look like they remember how to play the game." You know,
I think that's right. You know, but I think, you know, now there's a lot of people that are comfortable here. The players that have come up, you know, are Blue Jay players. I remember when we handed out the service awards this year. You know, and you know, you gave Dalton Pompey his 5-year service award. You gave Alex Sanchez his 5-year service award. They've been in the organization. They know what we think. They know what's happening. And more importantly than that, they seem to be, you know, have a degree of confidence. They're going to struggle at some point in time.
Sure.
As is everybody. But, you know, hopefully somebody else picks them up.
Alex also said you've got some budget to play with this year at the start of the year, and at least in part because of some of the young players who are obviously not in a position to negotiate big money contracts.
They'll
get to that point, but it gives you a little bit of flexibility that you, I don't know whether you have or haven't had it. You've said repeatedly that you think if you went to Rogers that they'd cough up the cash if you right. if you needed it, but now you don't even have to go to them if you need to make
we've got budget room, and Alex has managed that very 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 well. Give him credit for it because he did what was necessary to make sure that he had the latitude so we get to another point where somebody comes available, we can do it. He's got two things now. He's got money and he's got players. Mm. I mean, players here and players in the minor leagues. So it's not just one thing. I mean, some teams have money, some people have players. Not very many have both.
What, you know, if I had to kind of go glass half empty with you, and it's hard after a great week like that to open the season, but what concerns you about this team at this stage, Paul? What would be the thing that would keep you up at night?
Well, I think the thing that concerns me most, I mean, we can always go to the bullpen, but you know, the bullpen, I'm with Bob. The bullpen will take care of itself. I mean, I've heard Bob talk about this in the offseason and everything, and so I'm not too worried about that. But we are young, you know, and there are going to be struggles. And so, you know, you hope that you don't have too many struggles, and you'll always worry about injuries. But, you know, what I think the most important part about it to remember is we're in the entertainment business. You know, and I think this is going to be an entertaining team. And so I look the thing a little bit differently than everybody else. Is, you know, is this going to be fun? Is it going to be energetic? Is it going to come every day with the effort to win? I think you're going to see that. You know, I believe that. Now, you know, we don't have a lot of depth, but neither does a lot of teams. You know, and so
right.
from the point of view of where we are right now, we've got power, we've got speed, we've got better defense, we've got a great catcher, we've got leadership, we've got the feel of the young kids and everything. So, you know, what keeps me up at night? I guess, you know, we got to play the games.
There'll be 50,000 in this place tonight or something close to that. 2 years ago, 2013, you had an uptick in attendance in anticipation of a good season that didn't materialize. It dropped a bit last year. Where are you this year in terms of ticket sales?
We're up over where we were last year, not where we were in 2013, but you know, it's going in the right direction. I mean, I believe that the fans are going to want to see for a fact that this team is for real. Now, you're going to have your hardcore group of fans, but you know, if we can get out, we can play well, and we can get their confidence, and they can see the entertained, it'll be there. So we're not where we were in 2013. We're ahead of where we were in 2014, and you know, it's all trending in the right way. You know, we drew 2.5 million people approximately the last 2 years. So
yeah.
It wasn't like that we were down below 2 million.
No, I get that.
So we're there. But, you know, it's that next step, Bob. It's that next step to take it to 3 million. And you know what? The onus is on us to give the reason for people to come out and play and watch the games.
Now, we're on the new turf here, which smells a little bit like the Hagersville tire fire at the moment, but I know it'll settle down. Is this the last one of these we're going to have to buy for this building, Paul?
I hope it is the very last one. You know, we can put it in the backyard somewhere, you know, because at the very end, we want grass. And, you know, we're very serious about it, and, you know, we're doing the studies on it. It's not going to be quite as easy as just saying, you know, we can put grass in here. We do have some problems. Problems isn't the right word. Challenges. And the challenges, as I think I've said before to you, is basically air. I mean, it's not got anything to do with the light or with the wet. It's got to do with air. Grass needs air, which is why all the grass course, all those courses look on the golf course that Bob knows so well look so green.
But if you were to say you're going to crystal ball, maybe 2017, let's say 2018, okay, just to give a little bit of wiggle room. What's this building going to look like in 2018? You think?
In 2018, it'll be configured in baseball mode for the year, and once the grass goes down, it will stay down. You know, the concrete will come up, you know, the dirt will go down, the grass will go in, and it will look like a regular baseball field with great grass.
So it won't be a multi-purpose stadium in the old sense anymore?
No, it can't be. It can't be at that point in time. But, you know, that's the issue, because, you know, what we have right now with the Argos and the football here, you know, we have to be able to move the seats. You know, and so they can put in football mode because it doesn't fit in the baseball mode the way that it's set up. So we will in the future have the grass, and it'll be set up, and it'll be just like a regular field.
So you're working with agronomists and others at University of Guelph?
Yes, it is, sir.
How do you solve the air circulation problem?
Well, they're going to have to look at that. Is it through fertilizer? Is it through a separate breed of grass? Is it through fans that you have to put in here?
Well, I was going to ask you. Yeah, can you?
Because I can
leave a door open or something.
Well, if we leave the door open, that would be okay. But you know what, Bob? Here's what I learned when Milwaukee put their grass in. And their concept is a little bit different than ours. Their concept is basically an open stainless closure when the weather's bad.
What about 9 days a year, really?
Yeah, boy, you're right. But you know what? The problem was they had to put in these big fans after the fact.
Oh, they did, huh?
They had to put in the big fans after the fact so to keep the move the air around. So, yeah, it's one of those ones. But, you know, we're taking it seriously. We want to do it. We're investing the money making sure that we find out exactly what it is we need to do. And hopefully it happens.
The new commissioner's in the building today, right?
Yes,
we're going to talk to him a little later on. In terms of, you know, the Toronto Blue Jays' interests and Major League Baseball, what's, you know, you guys probably chatted today, I would think. What's top of mind from a Blue Jay point of view? In the commissioner's office?
Well, just making sure that he gets situated and take the game to where we want to take it to at the present time. Pace of game, I really do believe, is very important. I mean, I think, you know, the game has got to move. We've got to start looking at that. You know, streaming is another thing. You know, we have it up here. Not everybody has it so that we can get our games so that we can see it. The best way that you can expose your product is by having it on television. You know, you can do all the ads you want, but, you know, there's nothing like watching the game. Contracts. I mean, he's got a list of things that he's gonna look at, because the basic agreement's up. You know, it seems like we just signed it, but it's up at the end of the 2016 season. He and I spent a lot of time together. We went over a number of issues, but, you know, he's going to take it to a level. He's focused. He's intelligent. He's smart. And he wants to make sure that, you know, he improves the game. And I think you're going to see that.
Does the grass, is a retrofit, and, you know, with grass, does that get an all-star game back to Toronto?
Boy, I'll tell you something. It's about time we got one. I mean, you know, in 2021, it'll be 30 years, and there's 30 teams. So it's our time. You know, we've indicated that we would like to have it. The next four have been awarded, including this year in Cincinnati. So you've got another 3 years after that. And last time I looked, they were four National League teams. It seems to me it was time for an American League team to have it. Don't
I think
you?
Might, I think you
Commissioner?
Might be right, Paul.
Don't you, Commissioner? Well, have I missed anything?
We'll ask him. He's coming on here in a little while. We'll see what we can do to advance the cause.
This is a commissioner that has sort of indicated a greater willingness to examine change. I won't say make change, but examine change, perhaps, than Buddy was. Do you share that assessment?
I sure do.
Yeah.
I mean, he's looked at it. He's got, you know, an open book at the present time. And, you know, how can we make the game better? How can we make it more accessible? How can we get it to more kids? How can we make the game what it is? And he's got some advantages. I mean, you know, it's a civil game, you know, and it's a game that we all played. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that I think that he will take it to a different direction. The fact that he's out and about right now, like, I mean, this is maybe the fifth or sixth club that he's actually been to in the last week. you know, starting with opening in Washington. But I know he's been out in California, lived in Seattle, he's here. I think he might have been in one other place too. So, like, he wants to find out. He wants your ideas. I mean, and he will listen. I mean, he's not going to tell you this is why we can't do it. I think you look at it, why can't we do it that way?
No, he seems a little more open to the idea of Montreal, or certainly, you know, the possibility of international expansion, which he has mentioned. You know, from a Blue Jay point of view, you know, this Montreal spring visit to Montreal has been enormously successful. It's a brand building exercise for you guys. Russell Martin's a rock star there. What would the Blue Jays thinking be about the possibility of a team returning there? You know, it's because it cuts your grass a little bit, doesn't it?
No, it'd be great. It wouldn't be good, it would be great. I mean, you know, if it's good for baseball in Canada, it's good for the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, you don't wake up in the morning in Montreal and say, I think I'm going to go to a game in Toronto, okay? But if we could ever do it and they were actually in the same division, I mean, just
Well, I was
going to
say,
that,
wouldn't you rather have them in the American League?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, like, you'd have that fun, you'd have that rivalry, you know, and it would make you better. It would push you so you wanted to have the bragging rights. So from my point of view, Steve, I think that, you know, part of it is when the Expos came in and then we came in and there became more interest in baseball and then players went down on college scholarships, they came back here, they started teaching it. That's why you have the Marlins. That's why you have the Marlins. That's why you have, you know, Russell Martins, you know, those types of things. And say, we can do it. And so the more players you have and the more players make it, the better it is for the game.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this question. We've been through a lot of these opening days since 1977, including the snow and the first one at Exhibition Stadium. Is this your last?
Yeah. I mean, last as the president of the Toronto Blue Jays Baseball Club. But you know what? At the same point in time, I hope it's not my last game. Everyone keeps on saying, is this your last opening game? I checked the birth certificate. There's no expiry date on it. I mean, trust me. Like, I mean, it's there. I plan
well,
on being
the
there. And I know people. Now, I won't have to go through it with you two guys anymore.
That's
but
true.
Having said that.
Well, but yeah, you'll want to, though.
I will actually have to probably make a donation to somebody. Well, put me on, please. But you know what? That'll be the good part about it. It'll be like when I was gone from 2002 to 2009.
You were gone?
All the answers, none of the accountability.
Absolutely. Makes the heart grow fonder, too, Paul. Just don't forget that.
Does that make this one special in any way? That?
No, in actual fact, you know, I was just asked that day. I had forgotten all about it. I haven't thought of it in those terms.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of it in terms of the team, in terms of the challenge, in terms of the opportunity of playing in October, and worry about it at that point in time. But, you know, I'm planning on being a Blue Jay for life in the sense of where my heart is, you know, where I expect to be cheering for. And so I don't think of it in those terms. I don't think of this as being my last opening day. I mean, last opening day in this job, but not last opening day in attendance. Now, I don't know if I have the press pass or not anymore, so I can get free lunch.
Free, like, lunch?
Well, it's not totally
not free. Anymore,
it's not totally free.
There's 0% chance that you'll be in this position next year at opening day.
0% chance of being this position.
Zero.
Zero. I mean, that's what it is.
Won't happen under any circumstance. Nothing could happen that would make
you... Well, you never would say never. I mean, but, you know, I wouldn't think so. I mean, I can't think of a scenario that would do it. Like, I've had it. I've been fortunate. I've been honored to be in this position. You know, I can't think of it. Of a scenario that would leave me in this position. Right?
Well, it's not going to be like opening day if you're not around. But so
well, I'll be around.
Well, I know you'll be around, but
be right up there.
I won't be able.
Be heckling you.
I won't be able to pick on you.
You know,
I guess
they haven't told you is that it's
am
a,
I going to?
It's the Steve and Paul show. We might bring you
Oops.
In.
Yeah, sorry, Bob.
So I Beeson's leaving, but I
you got to host. You got to host. I don't host.
It's great to see you,
pleasure.
As always.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Beeson.
Thank you.
He is the president of the Toronto Blue Jays. That's Paul Beeson.